World leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin, have talked of the Arctic as a zone of peace and cooperation. But continued tranquility is just one forecast for the region. APRN's Liz Ruskin today heard a much darker scenario from a Canadian policy scholar who is also a professor at Russia's Academy of National Economy and Public Administration.
Irvin Studen says competing claims for Arctic resources are inevitable, but those conflicts are unlikely to erupt anytime soon. In a discussion at the Wilson Center, a Washington, D.C. think tank, Studen said he sees a much closer path to conflict in the Arctic, and it starts with Russia in Europe.
Near term, and this is my primary message today, escalation of fighting in Ukraine, or the collapse of Ukraine, or an accident or misread by the West or the East or between Russia and Ukraine might have consequences through the Arctic as a thoroughfare.
These consequences he speaks of are dire.
The Russians would bomb through the Arctic. I mean, the rockets would go through the Arctic. I don't think we're talking about infantry in the first instance, right? I think these are highly reachable targets for Russian interests.
Student says Russians are well aware of the prospect, while the U.S., in his view, is oblivious. He says the Ukraine problem can be solved with neutral peacekeepers and a commitment that Ukraine must never join NATO. But he warns the solution has to come in the next 6 months. On the Arctic Council, international cooperation remains the operating principle, and Russia is still, by most accounts, working well with the U.S. Coast Guard. Student says Moscow can strictly adhere to agreements to what he calls transactional cooperation in the Arctic. The professor, though, says that's just a veneer on Russia's solid wall of strategic distrust.
So this can only last so long if the underlying game is incredible.
Looking ahead, Student says the government in Russia will change one day, and he cautions the U.S. to stay out of it.
It is in everybody's interest that Russia remains stable and that there is a happy succession. And let me repeat to my American friends that there is no necessary condition for the succession in being happy to be democratic and in our image, as it were. It just needs to be a stable, happy transition.
A troublesome transition could create a power vacuum, he says, which would be bad for the Arctic and the rest of the world.
Any collapse of Russia, which is not unthinkable this century, is a hellish proposition. It is a century-long problem.
Retired diplomat Kenneth Yalowitz, another participant at the forum, doesn't see the same conflict points that Studen does. But after hearing the analysis, Yalowitz sounded a bit tenuous in his optimism.
You know, you've given a lot of reasons why this may not be the case. But my hope is that the very obvious and self-evident reasons for cooperation in the Arctic can have a spillover effect.
In the back of the auditorium sat two top-ranking Arctic officials in the State Department, Admiral Robert Papp, the Special Arctic Representative, and Deputy Assistant Secretary David Balton. Papp called Student's perspective a fascinating alternate view.
To have someone who has a inside view of what the Russians are thinking is very helpful to us, so that's why we attended today.
Papp says for him, it reinforces the need for open communications with the Russians. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.